In Hiding. A Guardian Story. Written by Frithin Thorns and read by Calicuria. For Nay. This story has been rated for audiences teen and up, features the pairing Shun Wei Zha Yun Lan, and has been tagged No Archive Warnings Apply. Additional tags for Alliance Era, Pining, Hurt Comfort, Snake, Freeform, On the Run. Reader's note. I am doing my best, but I am so sorry for the way I'm sure I'm garbling everyone's names. In there, Shun Wei said, gesturing urgently. In where? Zha Yunlan demanded, breathless from running, seeing nothing more than the uneven rocky face of the exposed hillside. Shun Wei grabbed his hand instead of answering and pulled him towards the bottom of the cliff. But it still wasn't until they were nearly on top of it that Zha Yunlan realized what Shun Wei had spotted, and then he flung himself down beside Shun Wei to crawl into the narrow opening, which was mostly hidden by a spray of ferns. It barely deserved being called a cave, more of a horizontal crack in the rock. There wasn't even enough room to crawl on hands and knees. Zha Yunlan was ungainly in the robes he still wasn't completely used to moving in, and he'd certainly never tried to wriggle like this in them before. But the crack went deep, and he was able to haul himself fully inside and then find space to turn around so he could face the daylight.
"Good spot,"
he said, once he was freed from the paranoid fear of their pursuers grabbing his ankles and dragging them out.
"How did you even notice this?"
Shun Wei made a pleased little huff. "I saw the shadow behind the fern, and their leaves spread out into the space behind them instead of being constrained by the rock." Zha Yunlan had been expecting him to give the credit to one of his Dixing powers, and was even more impressed. Shun Wei read the land with the confidence of one who had been born to it, and then spent years honing his skills. Give Zha Yunlan a city any day. He'd sorely missed his own during the week or so he'd spent here so far. Now they could only wait to find out whether the rebels had anyone in their pursuing group who was as good a tracker as Shun Wei. In the dark, Zha Yunlan wriggled sideways until he was shoulder to shoulder with Shun Wei's dim outline, just to keep track of him.
"You okay?"
he asked, quietly. He had expected instant agreement, but there were several seconds of silence before Shun Wei finally said, "Yes." The pause might have well have been filled with the shrieking of a siren. It was definitely enough time for Zha Yunlan's worry to go from zero to overdrive.
"What's wrong?"
he demanded. "Nothing," Shun Wei said, which did not manage to be reassuring.
"Shun Wei,"
Zha Yunlan began, determined to get whatever it was out of him, but Shun Wei urgently shushed him. Zha Yunlan wasn't so foolish as to not recognize when to set an argument aside. Temporarily. He fell silent, straining his ears, and although at first he could only hear Shun Wei shifting around in the narrow crevice, some seconds later, he finally picked up what Shun Wei must have already heard, the sounds of pursuit. It was a band of about 10 Dixing rebels who were chasing them. Although Zha Yunlan had his revolver, and Shun Wei had his martial prowess and powers, those still weren't odds he liked. He all but held his breath at the sounds of breathless shouts, thudding footsteps, all the other noises made by people who'd been running fast for a long time and didn't intend to give up until they had caught their prey. The ferns across the cave entrance seemed a laughably frail screen now. In the near dark, Zha Yunlan reached out a hand. He found Shun Wei's arm, and felt Shun Wei jolt slightly with surprise at the contact. Zha Yunlan winced. He had moved without thought, thinking to take Shun Wei's hand. He was too used to that easy closeness between him and his Shun Wei. He kept forgetting. But he didn't let go of Shun Wei's arm, now that he had taken that step. The rebels came to a milling halt in the center of the gully, seen patchily through the ferns. Zha Yunlan instinctively squeezed Shun Wei's arm tightly. They would make a good fight of it, at least. But no one approached. Voices were raised, overlapping each other so that the individual words were garbled. But Zha Yunlan recognized the tones of an argument, passing out the blame for losing their quarry, hopefully. Zha Yunlan heard Shun Wei shift around again.
"Shh,"
he cautioned, and was answered with a sound that was almost a hiss. Except that was unexpected from Shenhui. And Jianlan suddenly realized that if Shenhui had been moving around, he should have felt it through the close press of their bodies. But Shenhui had been staying perfectly still.
Shenhui,
Jianlan whispered, suddenly certain he was not going to like the answer to the question he was about to ask.
What's in here with us?
Shenhui didn't answer. Jianlan lifted his head, scraping it against the low roof, and stared over Shenhui's shoulder. There wasn't much light, but the light which did creep in glimmered on the scales and thick coils of the snake which Shenhui was holding to the edge of the cave with a dark energy shield, so black as to be conversely visible in the dimness.
Oh, shit.
Jianlan breathed, appalled. Shenhui gave a little shiver of agreement against him. Except then he shivered again, and Jianlan abruptly went cold.
Shenhui,
he whispered, his mouth against Shenhui's ear.
Did it bite you?
A pause, and then Shenhui gave a fractional nod. More questions choked in Jianlan's throat.
Can you do anything?
He asked, which was the only important one.
Not well,
Shenhui began, and didn't need to complete the sentence. The rebel band in the gully had shrunk. Some must have been sent off to scout in various directions. Jianlan fingered the handle of his revolver and tried to calculate in his head whether he could risk storming out there alone. As if knowing what he was thinking, Shenhui took hold of his wrist with a too cold hand, and Jianlan shook his head, relaxed back to wait some more. But one of the rebels was looking in their direction and narrowing her eyes. Jianlan resisted the urge to press farther back into the crevice. It wouldn't make a difference. Instead, he squeezed Shenhui's shoulder and pointed over him to the snake. Shenhui nodded tightly. As the rebel approached, drawing the attention of the rest of the band, Shenhui did something to the shield he'd been holding. Pushed it. The snake stirred, and then hissed irritably, then firmly slithered sinuously out of the cave. The rebel jumped back with a shriek, narrowly avoiding the snake as it lashed at her before retreating into the undergrowth. The rebel retreated too as her fellows laughed raucously at her expense. She scowled, gesturing, and minutes later the whole group moved on. Jianlan remained frozen in place, his arms somehow now over Shenhui. Finally he said,
"Do you think it's safe to go out?"
He was worried if they waited too long, the snake might come back in. Shenhui nodded, and his movements were jerky as he wriggled himself out. Jianlan got a proper look at him once they were both in the sunlight, and it didn't reassure him. Shenhui was pale, sweating, shivering. He sat down heavily on the grass and pulled up his robes to his knee, revealing the swollen, purple double punctures in his calf.
"What can I do?"
Jianlan asked, much calmer than he felt. Shenhui couldn't die from this, could he? That would make the entire future which had led to this point not happen, so surely... But his thoughts stuttered to a halt as he stared at the red line spiderwebbing up and down Shenhui's leg. Shenhui grabbed his hand.
"Kunlun,"
he said, almost a plea. Jianlan interlocked their fingers and held tight, let his other hand rest on Shenhui's back, as Shenhui bent over his leg and frowned in concentration. Jianlan ached to kiss his forehead, to run his hand through Shenhui's hair, to tell him to take whatever support he needed and not apologize for it. But he hoped that the small support he could give was enough to help, a little, as Shenhui shut his eyes and forced out the poison, his breathing going harsh and ragged as beads of watery blood formed at the bite mark, while the red venom lines along his veins faded back into pale skin. When Shenhui lifted his head, he was gray to his lips, his brow damp with sweat. But when he said, "I'm all right," it was with determination. Not in the least true right then, but Jianlan managed to finally breathe out, recognizing that it would be. Still, he let his arm wrap around Shenhui's back, taking his weight for a long moment. "We should go," Shenhui finally said, and used Jianlan's support to get to his feet. Jianlan kept his arm securely around Shenhui, refusing Shenhui's attempt to slip away. You can make it back,
he asked. Yes,
Shinwei said determinedly. It's that direction, he added. Shenlan grinned at him. I knew that, he said. Shinwei's head tilted down onto his shoulder before long, as they slipped into a copse of trees. I'll look after you properly once we're back, he wanted to say aloud, but made do with that silent promise. Too many things he wanted to say. He held on to Shenwei, guiding his uncertain steps, walking slowly, together, toward safety. The end. Thanks for listening.